Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And I wish you a good morning, and it's Championship Sunday, and we've gotten here. It's the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. There is no shutdown on the John Kincaid Show. None at all. Even though it appears that young Brian McCann, and I say young Brian McCann, is dragging a little bit this morning. I've got Alyssa Rose bringing you everything in the world of sports. Great enthusiasm, flair. I got Anthony Piano battling the, well, let's just say he's holding it in. He's not feeling a little well. And then I got Brian McCann being like, man, it's going to take a lot of coffee to get through this shift. McCann, I got to give you credit. Nothing like coming to work, highly motivated, ready to go on this Sunday morning. Got to give you credit right off the bat.
I'm an honest man, John.
I appreciate it about you. I appreciate that. I heard Zach Gelb's last hour. And I'm just going to tell you right off the bat. I don't give a flip who you're picking and predicting to win today. So if we can just get that off the table to start the show, I'm going to just leave it. I got enough of it from Zach's show, okay? I don't care who you are predicting. And that goes for you, Bill in Kansas City, and Joey in New York, and Sal up in New England, and Tony in L.A. I don't care who you are predicting to win a game. I don't care. It means nothing to me. And more importantly, it means nothing to Tony in South Florida or Mike in Illinois. It doesn't mean anything to them either. Who a caller is predicting to win a game. It doesn't. I don't want the analysis. If we're going to have analysis, we're going to have debate. We're going to have discussion. We're going to have it here. I don't care who you're predicting. So just so you know today, Anthony, we're laying that right off the bat. We have no calls today predicting games. I don't care who anybody that listens to this show
is. I have full phone lines.
Not predicting to win.
They want to predict.
Well, there will be no predicting today. This isn't Weathermen. We're not doing Weatherman Radio. We're not doing that. Well, what's your prediction? I don't give a damn what your prediction is. I don't care what your prediction is. And guess what? You really don't care what mine is either. So I'll take you behind the curtain of sports radio. It is documented, proven. People analyze how sports radio works, okay? Now, we have interviews that air in sports radio. If you notice on this show, we don't do a ton of interviews. You know why? The average listener in sports radio, and these are people who are highly paid to do analysis of these things, they listen to an interview for around 4 minutes, and you turn the channel. That's the average person. So when you do a 10-minute interview, 12-minute interview, 13-minute interview in sports radio, that means most likely the entire audience is turned out because the average audience is listening for 4 minutes. There's things we do in our business, and I will tell you, and again, I'm taking you behind the curtain here, and I've been in this business since there were two sports radio stations in America. WFAN, the absolute flagship of the entire industry, and WIP in Philadelphia. There were only two stations. When I got started in this thing, so I can tell you, there's things that we do in sports radio in 2019 that people were doing in 1993 and 1998, 1999, and they haven't evolved and they haven't changed. It's a different world today. And the listener is less likely, like one-third less likely to stay with you. So as we talk about evolution, and that just happened to be where I was starting today. That just happened to be about evolving is where I start the show today. The evolution of the NFL. I've heard nothing but bang the drum, bang the drum, bang the drum. Oh, it's all about offense. Offense, offense. Look at these offenses. It's the top offenses in the NFL. The top offenses in the NFL. That's the reason they're getting to the, that they have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Look at these offenses. Look at these offenses. Can I remind you what we saw last weekend? May I remind you? Yes, the top four offenses statistically have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. But why are they here? Why are they here? Why are the Saints hosting the NFC Championship game? Because they held an opponent to 14 points. Why are the Chiefs hosting an AFC Championship game? Because when it mattered, the Colts couldn't score for a flip, and they dominated them. They beat them up. They kissed their girlfriends and they pulled their pants down and gave them a super wedgie. Why in the world are the Rams here? Because they kept Ezekiel Elliott, the number one offense, Dallas offensive weapon, and they kept Ezekiel Elliott to being a non-factor. Why in the world did the New England Patriots get here? Because you know what? They didn't give up a flip to the Chargers. They choked the Chargers out. Now, they were the ones that did it much more offensively. Offense is great, folks, and it's great to celebrate offense. And it's wonderful to think, wow, offense, this is the way my team is going to get to the Super Bowl. But let's remember, it is a different world today. And if you can't play defense, you're not going anywhere. You're just not. You're not going to be a team that has a chance to go to a Super Bowl if you can't play defense. And the team that comes up with the bigger stop today, the bigger play, the turnover, the impactful defense is going to be the one that wins in each of these games. And last Sunday, the high-powered Saints. Boy, that Saints offense, Saints offense. I've heard it 50 times this week. The Saints offense last week was getting pushed around, was getting physically dominated. They scored 20 points at home. You know what 20 points usually doesn't do? 20 points usually doesn't get you to the NFC title game. It doesn't. It's defense, too. It never changes. You better play offense, but you better play impactful defense. And every one of these teams today, every single one of them, in their own way, shape, or form, has a chance to play some impactful defense. And that impactful defense is going to be what potentially sends one or both of the teams that win today here to Atlanta. Now, lucky today isn't Super Bowl Sunday, because on the way in, the winds, and I have like a 6-mile drive to the studio, and I drive on a highway. You pretty much can get on the highway, drive across it for like 4.5-5 miles, and then get off it and be at work. And the winds are howling today in Atlanta. I mean, like wind advisory tonight. This would have been a nasty day for a Super Bowl, because guess what, folks? The NFL would have said, close the roof tonight, because they want to have the roof open on Super Bowl Sunday in 2 weeks. They want to have it open. Today would have been a miserable day to be outside, be around, because there's like rain going sideways. There's wind gusts like 40 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour. Nasty stuff coming through. And I know up in the Northeast, you guys, is it snow today, Anthony, or is it coming later or what?
It's rain.
So it's going to be rain.
Yeah.
So you're getting lucky, because this would have been bad, right? This would have been bad.
Well, they were making that to seem like it was going to be pretty bad earlier in the week.
Boy, they make a ton of money doing that. They really do. They make a ton of money doing
that.
What
a job.
Isn't that great?
Those media, yeah.
What? Those media what?
Yeah.
Those meteorologists? The meteorologist. I think the meteorologist is, I used to think they had a good gig. Because when I was younger, the meteorologist used to have like 3 minutes at the end of the newscast, and that was it. Now, in some markets, I don't know what it is in Atlanta, they literally have consultants that must say, you need to give people the weather like every 5 minutes, as if they can't get it on their flipping phones. So every 5 minutes, we want to go back to the weather center and tell them something else catastrophic is right around the corner. And then in the afternoons during General Hospital, God forbid there is a, like at the Georgia-Alabama line, there's a severe thunderstorm 100 miles away. We want to make sure that we've got it on the radar and we have that little map on the screen. that blocks some of what's going on at Kelly's Diner or something like that. Can't stand it. Whoever these consultants are, please give me 5 minutes with you. I'll change things up. Hey, remember today you'll have your opportunity to get in. I don't care what your prediction is, by the way. This is a different show. We put up like a big, beautiful wall around this show. No predictions. I don't care what your prediction is. If you want to react to something I say, that's awesome. And if you disagree with something I say, then that's even better. And you can use our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. It's brought to you by Geico, and I get great news for you. There's a quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Mr. McKeon, when somebody in New York, and you're a New Yorker, and someone's walking around New York, and they're a tourist, how do you know they're a tourist?
They're staring up at the buildings.
So you think that's usually it? They're up. They're looking up.
That's usually the give, yeah.
They're looking at the buildings. They're looking at. Do they have anything else? Anything else in like what they're wearing or anything that gives them away? But it's usually looking up.
Yeah, they're staring at the because it's mesmerizing to look at a tall building.
Guess what? It is mesmerizing to. I love Manhattan, as you guys and I know. I am the anti-Philly guy, because most Philly people or Boston people or Washington people will rip on Manhattan or rip on New York mainly because it's so awesome. It's absolutely awesome. I love it. I can't believe it. I love Manhattan. I can't wait to be there 6 weeks. I'll be up for 5 nights in Manhattan. I love it.
Yeah, get I heard you're taking us all out for a steak dinner, right?
I didn't realize that. That's news. I gotta check my calendar and see if that's the truth. What I would say is this, though. I'm giving a little warning to the national media. At least sound like you know it's 2019. Can I make a public service announcement? It's not Hotlanta. It's not Hotlanta. It hasn't been Hotlanta for a long, long time. We don't say Hotlanta down here. That's like three nicknames ago. So for the national media, and I've heard it 3 or 4 times this week, and I've heard it a couple times on our network, stop saying Hotlanta. It sounds like you believe it's like 1999 again. And I don't hear Prince singing at the moment. Just say the ATL. ATL, the ATL is a lot more of what you hear. No one says Hotlanta. So that's just a few tips. I'm going to give tips the next couple of weeks. So when the national media descends on Atlanta, they actually can sound like they understand it's 2019 Atlanta. A little bit different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.